Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., where we cover the world of sports business. And a big part of that world is basketball. And we have a lot of basketball on this program. And tonight, being that it is the last, boy, how time is flying. Unbelievable how time is flying. Being that it is the last Tuesday of the month, that means we bring on four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And, of course, these guys are coaching the NWAC, my favorite league. Sorry about that, Northwest Conference, where I'm that's my league, Northwest Conference. But my real league now in my life is the NWAC. I love it. The basketball's great. It's got great coaching. And we talked to four of those great coaches on this program. By the way, if you cannot listen live to this show, then you can always go into Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com. Just punch in Gregory Crawford on Sports Business, and you'll get every single show that we have ever done. So let's get the proceedings started tonight, and I am going to go a little bit out of order tonight, and I know he won't mind it because he loves being on this show, and we love having him. Mitch Freeman will start us out tonight, and he is the head men's coach at Peninsula College, beautiful area of the country where he's at. And, Mitch, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Greg. I'm doing really well. How are you?
Great to have you back on, as we have you on the last Tuesday of each month. Mitch, since we had you on a month ago, any news? Recruiting is, I imagine, kind of winding down, although you're probably still going at it. Give us a little update.
Yeah, we've signed, we have four signees, and then we've have about four or five commitments. So we have guys from all over the place. We got a kid out of San Velez, out of Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. We have Serene Och out of transfer from Cal Poly, out of Los Angeles kid. We have Kevin Baker out of Kent Lake High School in Kent, Washington, so Washington kid. And then we signed a another transfer from originally from Las Vegas, but he transferred from University of Alberta, Colby Jackson. And then we got a number of commitments, guys, that we – I don't know if technically we can talk about them, but I don't know how that works. Some of these kids that commit, but they – technically can sign the other schools. So, but we really like our class. It's shaping up really nicely. Don't know what it's going to look like until we really get them all on campus and we start working out and start building that camaraderie that's really important, that family-type atmosphere that we have to have to kind of be successful. But we really, really like the kids that we have been able to sign and call Peninsula College Pirates.
Let me ask you this question, Mitch. What are you thinking? What's in your thought process right now as we head to June 29th in about 2 hours as far as basketball is going on with your players that you both have returning and your players that are coming in? What do you want them to be thinking about?
Well, we spent a lot of time in the springtime working on individual improvement. We worked on in terms of what's happening in the weight room, what's happening on the court. We spent a lot of time trying to give them the tools that they can take with them back to Alaska, back to Utah, back to Vegas, and work on their game, work on them getting better in every facet of their game, improve on the areas that they want to get better as players. So our hope is that they are going to be able to continue on and achieve those goals that they want. And so that they come back in the in end of September, that they are, they're ready to get after it, and they improve. They got better. They maybe put on a little weight. They got quicker, faster footwork. They got better in terms of their shots, at game speed, game selection, and working all that stuff that we spent a lot of time in the springtime. And then with our kids that we signed, we just hope that we're able to continue to build that strong foundation in terms of the relationship that they need, that we need to have to really, I think, make it special when they get back here. We continue to build on that. So that, you know, you're always, the kids you sign, I think you're always, you know, you're talking to them through the summertime. I made a trip to L.A. to visit two of my players that we signed, one that was current on our current roster and then one that we signed, and I'll fly to Vegas this summer to meet with those two players that we have. So spending time with them and building those relationships. So those are the things that, for me, that happens all through the summertime. So that's really important.
Mitch, let me ask you this. When those players come back and you get rolling in the fall, is it pretty easy to tell who's done what you just talked about and who's been a little lazy? You're a very successful coach. I would imagine that might be pretty easy to spot in players.
Oh, I think they get exposed pretty quickly. Yeah, I would agree with that. We talk about, one thing we talk about, and I've talked about this, we've been fortunate to be with other coaches at other programs and talk about being, you know, as a condition, as a college athlete, is that we always say that you should never, ever be out of shape. You're not going to be game ready. We get that. That's very, I mean, that's understandable because basketball is a different type of condition sport that you're not going to be game ready, but you should never be out of shape. You shouldn't be able to huff and puff after, you know, three or four trips down the court. And so some of those guys get exposed early, and we don't condemn them for that, but we definitely, you know, take note of that, but also try to work with them a little bit harder. And try to get them to understand. They're young kids, too. Sometimes we forget 17, 18, 19-year-old kids. So that's going to happen. But definitely we want to try to work with them so that we can give them the tools so they can continue to be successful after Peninsula College. And that's something we always kind of pride ourselves in terms of, hey, we want to help you get to that next level. So you got to understand the information we're trying to get across to you. So that's something we try to really make a point of.
Mitch, a final question for you. What are you going to do this summer to, you know, make you, I know you're going to enjoy your family and get some little downtime, but what are you going to do that's going to make you a better basketball coach in your work?
Yeah, no, that's a great, I mean, it's for me right now, it starts right now. I'm you know, reading books on leaders and self-improvement books and video and talking to other coaches. And I think this is a time that I think as coaches, we have to be able to stay engaged with, you know, in terms of how we can better operate ourselves and how we can become better leaders for our program and our kids and how we can improve, you know, look at our program inside and out. And how can we improve our weight room? How can we improve our conditioning? How can we improve what we're doing on the court? How can we improve what we're doing in the study hall? And so that we can help our kids get better academically and then, you know, housing. All the stuff that goes in on our program, I want to be able to really dissect it and look at everything. How can we improve? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? And how can we get better? And then I'm going to also hire a new assistant coach. My assistant that I've had with us for 3 years is moving on to the 4-year level. He's headed to Corbin University, so we're really excited for him. Just like we want to move our players on, the guys that come in on our staff, because usually he's a young type of guy that just wants to live out here in Port Angeles and try to get into college coaching. And so John Ng, my assistant, is now moving on to Corbin, so got to hire an assistant, bring him in, and you know, but looking at all those things, and then myself too, and how I can get better. So,
excellent. Have a great 4th of July weekend, Mitch, and we'll talk to you again at the end of July.
Thanks, Greg. It's always great to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. That's Mitch Freeman, the head men's coach at Peninsula College. Now let's swing on down to beautiful Tacoma, Washington. And we will talk to T.J. Cowell, who is the head men's coach at Tacoma Community College. T.J., how you doing tonight? Happy June, end of June. And update us on your program, what's happened since we talked to you a month ago.
Oh, not a whole lot. We all got safely back home, and now we're just doing a little bit of training, relaxing the mind, relaxing the body, and preparing for 16-17.
Very good. I like that, relax in the body, relax in the mind, because I've taken it upon myself. I'm studying the brain. And after doing that, TJ, I can make every single basketball player a better free throw shooter. Someday I'll give the secret to it.
Oh, that's kind of a tease. You're not going to tell me the secret?
I might. You know what? I have to get the four-person approval on this show, unanimous of everybody. So I may break that in that. Should I break it in July? What is the secret to being a better free throw? I'll do that. And all has to do with the brain.
I'm ready for it. But, no, I agree with you fully. It's very important during the summer to get a little bit of time off. Even if you're training just to be alone, go home, be with your family, get some separation, always knowing what the big goal is at the end of the day. But getting that time alone to prepare for the next challenge.
Yeah, and I think that what we're finding out as we go at more research, more technology, that our body, and of course I work in a hospital, so I have a little bit of a knowledge about this. We always don't give our body enough rest.
I believe that. Yeah, I believe that. And it shows, I've actually been following a lot of these high major guys, and the guys that don't take time off in the off season, they end up with injuries, a lot of stress fractures I've noticed. And when you watch the NBA guys, they're always taking time off in the summer, and they're the best, and they know their body is the best. So I kind of trust what they're doing.
TJ, what are you going to do this summer to make yourself a better coach? And that is not saying you are not a good coach. You are a very good coach. What are you going to do to get better? Because I know every coach that's good wants to get better.
No, I hear you. I appreciate you for saying that. But just talking to as many people as possible and gaining new perspectives on the game and life and getting to know my players better as people. So just so we can relate better and get through the tough parts of the season. And just learn as much as I can. I think that's how life is in basketball, and everything important is you have to continue to learn as you go along, and when you learn lessons, apply those to the next challenge that comes along, and hopefully just keep getting better as long as life goes.
What's going to bring when you open the season, the opening game, what's maybe one thing that's going to bring a smile to your face that your team will do that you really want them to do besides win the game?
Yeah, man, hopefully they do this. I hope that we just compete like crazy. And the first time a guy goes down on the floor after a loose ball, that always gets me the most excited to start the season. I know that we're all on the same page when that happens. And not only the energy, but just playing together, being unselfish, someone making an extra pass to get a layup. I'm hoping those are the things that happen. If they do, I'll be excited about it, and I'll know that we're on the right track. But just like the last question, it's a learning process the whole way, and we know that the last game of the season, we're going to have to play our best if we really want to get to where we say we want to go.
And I strongly urge every coach who wants to, because this guy's one of the great people and very humble, highly successful basketball player, Rob Kloss. If you want to learn about diving for loose balls, just contact Rob Kloss, my great friend in Portland, Oregon, who played for Dick Harter and the Kamikaze Kids at Oregon. If there weren't five guys on the floor after a loose ball, every one of them were coming out of the game. So, anyway, TJ, are you excited for the year? Do you want to get a little more downtime? How do you feel right now as we go to June 29th?
Right now, I feel like I'm keeping it all in perspective right now. I'm excited to enjoy the rest of the summer. It took a while before it got warm up here, so I'm hoping that we can enjoy some sun for a while, but I'm itching to go, man. As soon as we're ready as soon as the time hits, I'm going to be ready to go and looking forward to another good season.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean in Tacoma. I was in the old Ben Cheney Stadium, you know, when that sun went down up there in June, and you needed a parka.
You better bring your sweater. That's right.
Hey, TJ, we'll talk to you again in a month. Keep it going at Tacoma Community College, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in person here probably at some point during the summer or fall.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Gregory. Thank you.
You betcha. That's TJ Cowell, the head men's coach at Tacoma Community College. Now let's swing up to the great suburb of Seattle, Washington, and we are going to talk to, let's see here, let me get this right, to Kyle Gray. Kyle, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, Greg. How are you?
And, of course, I'm doing good. And, of course, Kyle is the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College, and he's done a fabulous job there. And I don't think you can ever say enough good things about the job he's done. And, of course, he's very dear to my heart because he probably should play every game at Clackamas Community College.
That sounds good. Yeah, yeah, we like it here at Edmonds, but when we travel, traveling to Clackamas is not a bad place.
Yeah, you've had a lot of success there winning that tournament, and way to go, because that's always a great tournament. Kyle, what are you doing this summer to make yourself a better basketball coach or doing something with your staff that our listeners would enjoy hearing about?
Yeah, I think that, you know, throughout the, as the season goes, you know, I'm always taking notes about, you know, don't forget this, don't forget that for the following season. And I think that this is the time where, you know, it allows myself and my coaches to take a step back, just to look at everything that we're doing, take some of the notes, what worked, what didn't work, what we need more of, maybe what we need less of coming into the season, and kind of preparing to prepare. So we'll take a look at all that and come up with some new ideas, and then, you know, constantly researching, doing, you know, anything that I can find to make me a better coach, a better leader, you know, developing those relationships with the, our new players, and of course, strengthening the ones that we already have, we've already started. So all those things kind of get tied into one, but I think it's really nice right now just to, again, take that step back, and so that when you are ready come September, we finally meet up with everybody. We're hitting the ground running. We have a firm game plan, and all your coaches and players are on the same page.
Yeah, Kyle, interesting to note, not a play on words there, but, you know, before iPads, you would always see the great Tom Landry, Chuck Knoll, won tons of Super Bowls with the Steelers, and Mike Krzyzewski. If you watched them closely during games, they always would write notes. And probably doing mm-hmm. the same thing you're talking about.
Yeah, I just plug mine into my phone, so it's a little bit different, but it's the same idea.
Yeah, absolutely. For technology. Give us a little update on your Edmonds Community College men's team. How's your recruiting been? What should we look forward to in 16-17?
Yeah, I mean, recruiting's been really, really well, going really well for us. A lot of props to my coaches, that Ronnie and Nate especially. I've been doing a great job formulating a game plan to get our guys in. And, you know, we've signed a lot of guys. And, you know, we're bringing a couple core pieces back for next year. And we had a solid season last year. And so we're hoping to build on that and to put the right pieces around some of the sophomores that we're bringing back next year to make another run. So we're really looking forward to the next season. And Summer League has been going well. We're off to a good start. And, you know, just seeing the guys get together, you know, developing the chemistry early and guys getting to know the way each other play, getting through all that is always fun to see. And it's, you know, it's kind of nice in the summer because it's a little bit stress-free and you can take your time and get to know everybody and you know, gives everybody a chance to kind of deal with each other in a less stressful level. So it's pretty nice time.
And Kyle, without blowing this guy's cover, I'm not going to name his name, but I was just talking to him today, and he's a successful Division I basketball coach. And he has the Seattle area rated as number four for recruiting talent. It's kind of neat that you're close to Seattle. Well, you're very close to Seattle. You're in the Puget Sound area. So many great players around that area to draw from on all levels for college basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, a few years, I mean, maybe a little more than a few years back, I mean, this was one of the hottest places in the nation to recruit. It took a little dip, you know, last following few years, I suppose. But this last year especially, I've noticed that it's just been a lot more deep than it has been. And it's served us well, certainly, at especially the CCs around the area. So, yeah, we definitely take advantage of that. And you know, the talent around here is second to none.
Kyle, talk a little bit about the basketball culture at Edmonds Community College, because all four of you on the program are striving and have built a basketball culture at your school, which I think doesn't get talked about as enough. I'm a product of Linfield way, 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 way back, but they were nearly impossible to beat at home and on the road and highly successful, and there was a culture there.
Right. Well, I think that, I mean, the other coaches could probably echo this. I think that just having the athletic department in general really has helped us. I mean, our baseball team especially has really supported us as well, and then as the rest of our sports as well, our softball, volleyball, and the like, have all done a great job supporting us at home. I know when I first got there, now 4 years ago, it was bleak. It was bleak. I remember going there as a competitor, as an opponent, and it would be very empty. You can hear people's conversations in the stands and things like that. But it's completely turned around now, a complete 180. And obviously, when you win, people like to come out and support that. And we've had people kind of come out of the woodwork from back in the days when the great Coach Kingsbury was there, and even Coach Kings himself I talked to on a pretty regular basis. So we're trying to bring back some of the culture that had been there in the past. And I think we've been doing a good job with that. And, like I said, winning kind of brings that with it. And then, just bringing in the right kind of people too. We're trying to bring in some good guys that people can really cheer for and get around and really support on a daily basis. So we're trying to do everything the right way and with positive attitude. And we've been doing a good job since we've been here.
Terrific job tonight. Kyle, have a great 4th of July weekend, and we'll talk to you again at the end of July.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
You betcha. That's Kyle Gray, the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College. Now we close this segment out each month with Aaron Landon, who is the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College in beautiful Olympia, Washington. And what have you been up to, Aaron? And what are you going to be doing to improve yourself professionally and maybe have already done or something this summer?
Well, right now we are just out of school. We've been out 2 weeks and trying to catch my breath a little bit and eat healthy, work out. And I'm actually going to a wedding of a good friend, Rob Hoyt, this weekend down in California. Shout out to TJ, who didn't mention his wedding, but I've got to continue my physical training. Him and Ashley are a beautiful couple, so I got to get my physical standards up to appear at that wedding. And just good times up here, so a lot of work as always, but definitely finding good stuff to do this summer up here. Good times.
You got any books you're going to read?
Yeah. I'm in the middle of it. Really, really long book. Been reading Legends Club, John Feinstein, who's one of my favorite authors, wrote one of my favorite books, Last Real Amateurs. This is his newest book. It's about the relationship between Dean Smith, Mike Krzyzewski, and Jim Valvano. And it's about 600 pages, and I'm almost halfway through. So it's a great book. I'm reading that when I get a chance, and I wish I did have a chance to read a little bit more.
All right, I'm throwing out a book, and I know that some of the coaches are still listening. All of you are still listening, by Dr. Michael Greger, How Not to Die. And maybe it's not the best title, but it is phenomenal with information about nutritional facts And it's overwhelming how great it is. This guy's dedicated his life. He doesn't take any money from any companies or anything how to make your nutrition habits better. So I want all you guys to get that book, and I want you to all be paying attention in July when I come on here and make everybody a better free throw shooter. But in the meantime, what's happening at South Puget Sound with your basketball program as we head to 16-17, Aaron?
Bringing in a lot of new guys. We got 11 new players coming in. We graduated a big class, graduated 5 players, and they're all going on to the next level. So a lot of new faces up here, and we've got some nice returning pieces. But, you know, it's the story of JC basketball. The turnover is always there. So just getting ready for everybody to move up, have a lot of players coming from out of the area, and they'll probably come into Olympia right around Labor Day and then be here for a couple weeks before we start school. So just making all the preparations and spending the summer getting ready for that.
You correct me if I'm wrong here. Is this a fair statement to say about your program? You turned the corner last year.
Yeah, definitely.
And what makes you feel that way?
Just plain and simple winning. And when I got here, we weren't very good, and been a pretty dramatic turnaround. 3 years ago, I won 2 games. It was the hardest season of my life. But still a good time in my life. You know, looking back, it's when I got married, and, you know, last year we got better. And then this year we got really good, and it's really proud of our guys. And yeah, it was the greatest season I've had. It's the best record in school history. So it's been a special year, and it's over now, so we just got to get ready for what's coming next.
And how do you sustain that in general, Aaron? When you turn the corner, obviously you've got to keep building on that corner.
Yeah. I really believe it's about getting players that win. And I think it's really, you know, and not just about winning, just good people. So for us to sustain the success that we've had a group, you know, set the bar high and set the standard of this is South Puget Sound basketball. And for us to sustain that and get better, because there's another level to get to, obviously, for us, we just have to bring in special players that are serious about success here. So I think we've done a good job recruiting. We'll be young, but at this level, you know, you can win with a young group. So we're just trying to get ready for next year and looking forward to it.
Who's the opening game against?
We're up at Olympic. They're our first NWAC opponent. And so we will be on the road, and we actually don't play a single home game for the rest of 2016. So we're taking our young guys on the road, and they're going to learn the hard way and, you know, hopefully grow up fast. All that matters is how you look in your region. And so we're going to play a lot of road games and get to know a lot about each other and then hopefully get everything right to make a run in league.
And, Aaron, have a great 4th of July weekend, and thank you again. You kind of coordinated this and put planted the seed in my mind to have it and have been a big part of this program since we started it. It's highly successful. We get a lot of listeners each month, the last Tuesday of the month when we talk to all 4 of you. And I know next week we're going to have a huge listeners because I'm going to make every free throw shooter in the country better when I talk about this that I'm going to come up with next week, next month.
Looking forward to it, Greg. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate you.
You betcha. That's Aaron Landon, the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College. All these 4 coaches, as you can tell, are great. They're enthusiastic. They're good people. That's the main thing. They're good people, and they do a great job on this show, and they'll be back again at the last Tuesday of the month. July. Everybody be safe out there. please be safe, and don't forget to make all your free throws.